Lost and found. We still doing that?
Sure.
Yeah? Do you want me to throw one in there?
No.
Is it a slow day?
Go on, Alice.
Well, you can either have the spectacle story or you can have the £500 cheque story.
And the false Steve story.
No, they're all. In fact, they're pretty much twins because I simply threw a cheque for £500 away and had to go through the bin in the communal kitchen. It was a grant cheque.
Oh, was it?
Some 10 years ago.
Oh, there it was. That's why hosting. That's why I was.
You were toiling. Yeah.
Doorstep challenge to give you mob in grants. That's what it was. Yeah. And you lost it.
Lost that one. And then the spectacles. I'm always losing my glasses. Even look, you know, any spectacle wearer will sympathise with me. And you know that they're often on your head when you've lost them.
Well, not often.
Well, occasionally.
Once,
okay. But on this occasion, couldn't find my glasses and got hold of a bloke who was quite keen on me at the time. We went through these huge vats. Went through every bin. This is again in college. This is a long time ago since anything like this happened. Anyone was keen on me. Went through every single bin in the college. And then decided to sift through all the rubbish in these huge bins that lived outside the college. Of course, I later found them in my back pocket.
Yeah, but nevertheless,
you knew that was coming.
Yeah, the bin experience probably did you go out with much?
He was a saxophone player. he once had the temerity to say to me, "Why don't you do yourself and me a favour and go out with me? How about that for chat up line?"
Temerity. What's the saxophone thing about? Did he carry on to be it? Did he go on to be it? Because
No.
Read that thing out of the paper because you coming down. Alice is the best, isn't she?
This is from, I believe it was from the Daily Telegraph.
That's all right, though. That's all right. It's finished. Go on, you read that thing.